Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, Director of K-12 Instruction in the Pella Community School District. Lowell Ernst joins us on today's program to talk about a work-based learning night coming up on November 30th at the Career Academy of Pella.
Well, Lowell, we've talked over the years, past couple years now, about kind of expanding work-based learning, and especially with Pella being on the forefront here in the state and really in the country with apprenticeships and a lot of those collaborative efforts with colleges and businesses and obviously public schools. Let our listeners know about this upcoming event on November 30th and kind of the culmination of work that has really been accomplished the last couple years to get students out of maybe a traditional mold and give them a new opportunity to ultimately land themselves in the workforce right after school.
Absolutely, Andrew. We've talked a lot about the different areas that students are interested in and the different needs that our employers have. And the work-based learning program is an opportunity to match those two, to connect students with great careers with our businesses who need employees. And so the event on November 30th is our next round of doing that. We're going to bring employers to the table as well as students who are currently in apprenticeship and work-based learning programs and their instructors. So students will sign up to experience that. We'll have some video presentations as well as live interactions with them. Whatever system you sign up to be part of, whether it be welding or information technologies, hospitality, all the different ones that we have, those will be the people you'll be speaking with. You'll be speaking with an employer in that area, an instructor who teaches the classes here at the Career Academy, and a student who's experienced that to get you more information about it.
Well, and one of the things that I think you've tried to push, especially with this, is that mainly we've seen Pella students and Pella Community School District students in particular as a part of this program. As part of this pipeline project and overall vision, you're trying to expand to more of a regional model, as I understand, and get students involved from all corners of our labor shed that's been talked about recently here in the Pella area.
Absolutely, and I think that's a big goal. We can continue to add programs to this, add additional occupations, if we can add students. And there comes a kind of that point at the Pella Community Schools where we only have so many kids who are interested, but there are lots of students in the county who could be part of this. We're excited. We've got a meeting next week with a young lady who wants to enter our engineering assistant program from another school. And that will be one of our first outside the school, and also a young lady involved in engineering, which is an awesome opportunity too. So that's the type of thing we want to see here, is to get anybody interested in this. So this event is open to every student in the county.
Well, and when we think about the apprenticeship program itself, we're now getting to that point where we've got multiple students that are completing a certification or completing a degree or completing their work-based learning experience. You know, what are we starting to see now that students are really completing this program and really now becoming employees and have their high school diploma and even some certification or college credit?
I think it's kind of the end goal for our employers, kind of the what's in it for me quotient. And so as they start to get qualified employees who they've been able to mentor and grow, that's the great part, is now we're starting to fill a need that they had, which enhances their commitment to the programs as well. So that also combined with the fact that now we have people who can talk to the students who are interested, who look like them, have been where they've been, and they can talk to them about their experiences, why this is a good thing to do. And I think that's going to only grow the program as we have to have those exposures for kids.
Well, and there are six areas, as I understand now, that we've had students a part of either a partial program or completion, and a lot of them will be featured as a part of this virtual event.
Yes, I think that's the neat part. Last year, we were able to start an information technologies component. We're continuing to talk about how to grow the hospitality piece beyond just the culinary. Our health careers component has been focused on certified nursing assistant, but we've got a group of people right now looking to grow that as well. When we talk about welding, engineering, and early childhood education, all of those have students in that pipeline right now who can speak directly to this. So I think that's the breadth of how it's growing, and we also see the depth of being able to show kids, here's not only what you can do after the apprenticeship, but the careers that are available to you in the future as well.
So you said this is open to all students in the county, and I'm guessing important to have parents as a part of this conversation too, and that's probably been key, right, for this apprenticeship program. It's not just the kid maybe taking that first step, but even a little nudge from behind from a parent who may see that their kid and traditional college may not be that right fit for them.
I think that's a great point. We used to talk about kids who maybe were thinking about not going to college, but this is also a different way to go to college. And so I think that's the thing, is don't sell this short just because you think, well, my student's going to go to college. They very may well do that through this way, but an opportunity to earn and learn, and also to see all the different careers that are available to them. So you don't get halfway through your college experience and say, I don't like this anymore. But this is a great way to lean into that and learn more about it.
Again, the event coming up virtually on November the 30th, and registration can be done online?
That is correct. There is a link that has gone out to every student. We'll be sending it out again this next week, as well as right before the event. And it's never too late to sign up. All you have to do is be ready to click the button, and you can attend.
Once again, that was Lowell Ernst with the Pella Community School District discussing the upcoming Work-Based Learning Night being held at the Career Academy of Pella on November 30th. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.